You're listening to SBS News.
For children caught up in war zones, the physical and psychological toll from bombs and airstrikes can be immense. Save the Children Chief Executive Paul Ronalds says almost every hour, a child is killed or maimed with horrific injuries. Limbs lost, bones shattered, and organs damaged.
International law makes it really clear that everyone has a responsibility to protect children from war, yet we see explosive weapons are killing children in their homes, in their schools, and even in hospitals. We've got to stop this war on children, and that's what it is. We have 420 million, or one in five of the world's children, living in conflict zones where they are being killed and maimed by these explosive devices. And that's simply a war on children, and it must stop.
There are also long-lasting mental scars for so many children. And Paul Ronalds says they are particularly vulnerable to horrific and fatal injury.
Children are far more likely to die following a blast than adults are. Their muscles are not as well developed. Their bones are not as hard. Their skull is not protecting their brain in the same sort of way. So they are more likely to experience head injuries. They're more likely to have injuries to legs and arms than adults. And of course, in many of these conflict zones, hospitals and other medical facilities are simply not operating. And where they are, they don't have the sorts of capabilities needed to treat children. So it's horrific when they get injured and they're not getting the medical attention that they need.
Using assumed names, the report includes interviews with children in conflict zones around the world. Gaza Strip airstrikes left 12-year-old Selwa paralysed from the neck down. An explosion cost 12-year-old Mahmoud an eye as he was playing football in the street. And then there's the story of 13-year-old Mohammed, who was displaced from Mosul when ISIS seized control of the Iraqi city in 2014. His family was forced to move to a new neighbourhood, but it was there he was badly injured in a rocket attack.
The reason for my wounds is that we were hit by a missile and I was hit by shrapnel. I had shrapnel in my hand, my abdomen and my leg. My brother Nasser was bleeding everywhere, me too. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where I was hit from.
Thirteen-year-old Lulu is another teenage victim of war, describing the psychological impact of a deadly rocket attack 5 years ago on her Gaza Strip village that left her injured and several others dead.
I asked my friend about our other friends and neighbours. What happened to them? She did not answer me at all, so I wondered who would answer my questions. My curiosity was killing me. I wanted to know what happened to them. When I found out that three quarters of them had died and the others were either in hospital or at home, I felt that everything in my life was destroyed.
According to Save the Children, Australia can do more to help prevent the trauma inflicted on the young. Chief Executive Paul Ronalds says whichever party wins power at Saturday's federal election should take real and immediate action.
The Australian government has an opportunity to ban the export of weapons to countries like Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates that are involved in conflicts such as the one in Yemen that are clearly breaching international law, given the level of maiming and killing of children that's going on in that conflict. Just no excuse for Australian weapons being used to kill children in Yemen and fueling what is the world's worst humanitarian crisis. And so that's got to be right at the top of the agenda for an incoming government.
In partnership with medical groups, Save the Children has produced a new field handbook for doctors and surgeons working with children injured by explosive weapons. It's a world-first guide to the unique paediatric procedures needed to help their patients recover from the terrible physical and mental wounds. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.